I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're continuing our special Thanksgiving program, Gratitude in Three Acts. We're hearing from three public figures who've thought a lot about this topic, and we're also hearing from you, our listeners, about what gratitude means to you and what you're grateful for this holiday. Meanwhile, our nation is fighting two wars overseas. We're struggling through some tough economic times. That's putting a lot of stress on many families, some of which are already fragile. So we decided to turn to a man who knows a thing or two about shoring up troubled bonds. He's been dubbed America's Rabbi. He's host of XM Radio's The Rabbi Shmuley Show. Rabbi Shmuley Boteya is with us now. Welcome. Welcome, Rabbi.
Thank you for having me, Michelle. Since that moniker, America's Rabbi, came out, a new one, I'm now the Intergalactic Rabbi. Of all
really?
Universes. So I'm honored to be on your show. Thank you for having me, and happy Thanksgiving, Michelle.
Well, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Rabbi, what is gratitude?
Gratitude is the human ability to be touched by someone else's kindness. It's the human ability to focus on a blessing and not take it for granted. There's an insatiability that seems to be at the American core. We're all called consumers these days. We're born to devour no matter how much we have. We don't seem to be grateful for it. And look what it's done to our economy. I mean, everyone, there's a consensus out there that what destroyed the American economy, and we're living in perilous times, is greed. Greed is the exact opposite of gratitude. Gratitude says, I'm so thankful for what I have. Greed says, I don't have enough. I need more and more and more.
Why do you think gratitude is important? And I should preface my comment by saying that I was speaking to a woman who's a strong advocate for social justice, and I don't want to call her name because she didn't give me permission to quote her, but she said that, you know, gratitude is overrated sometimes because it keeps people from focusing on what should be. What do you think about that?
That surprises me. The reason why gratitude is such an essential human disposition and such a vital human emotion is that it is directly linked to our humanity. In other words, if I'm not the smartest guy in the world, if I'm not Albert Einstein, I'm still fully human because humanity is not determined by IQ. But let's say I don't feel anything. I never show love. I never experience love. Let's say I'm cold to people in the world. What do we say about someone like that? We say, oh my God, he's like a robot. He's not even human. So our ability to experience emotion is central to our humanity. Gratitude is one of the most vital of all emotions. Gratitude says that I can actually experience someone else's kindness. I can actually acknowledge it. I can give thanks for it. I mean, if my parents raise me and I'm never grateful for the love they've given me, for putting food on my plate, if I just take it all for granted and I expect it, if I have a sense of entitlement, what do we call a kid like that? We call him a spoiled brat. What we mean to say is that their humanity has been compromised in some way because they can't give simple thanks. And think about relationships that you may be in where you're not shown any gratitude, where people just take you for granted, where they take advantage. You begin to close your heart to people like that. You start saying, you know, I feel used in this relationship. So without gratitude, there can't be love. It's that simple.
Do you think that you can learn gratitude? And sadly, do you think that gratitude can only really be learned through loss?
No. The ancient philosophers debated whether the world is dualist or monist. Let's bring this down to everyday vernacular. Dualism says that there's light and darkness, there's good and bad. And you can only experience good if you know the bad. You can only experience a blessing if you've experienced the curse. So you can only really enjoy the health of your children if, God forbid, one of them gets leukemia. That's crazy. I mean, are we really that limited as human beings? Is our emotional bandwidth so narrow that we can only experience the joy of reading our children a bedtime story if we contemplate their death? And how we'll never be able to read them a story again? Must we have priests and rabbis getting up in congregations and warning us about hell in order to try to create heaven here on earth? Of course not. I'm a monist. I believe that most things should be good and we can appreciate the good. We don't have to experience its opposite. We don't have to experience divorce to appreciate our marriages. We don't have to experience the death of a parent to appreciate loving and responsible child rearing on the part of our parents. We don't have to experience falling out with our friends in order to appreciate their company in our lives. We can focus on blessings. It takes maturity, to be sure. It takes foresight, it takes vision, but we human beings are capable of it.
As a rabbi, of course, a lot of people turn to you for guidance. And as, of course, you know, because we just talked about it, the economy is really going through some turmoil. Many people are losing their jobs, losing their homes. This can be very hard to endure during the holidays. How do you, or do you, counsel people to be grateful even when they are enduring hardship?
you know, it's not just a question, Michelle, of counseling other people. I've got to counsel myself as well. Look, I'm raising 9 kids. The expenses are considerable. So we're all grappling with this. Well, look, there's 2 ways of looking at it. One is that in challenging times, we become more cynical and our hearts shrivel and we give less charity and we invite fewer guests over to our Thanksgiving table because we're afraid we can't afford the bills. Or the other possible reaction is precisely the opposite. I try my best to give charity when I'm struggling because I understand, I extrapolate from my own experience to others. Man, if I know what it's like to fear the electricity being turned off because I can't afford it, what about families for whom that's already become a reality? I actually think that in moments of adversity, we can strike a deeper humanity. Take, for example, how we will go to a friend's home who's experienced a loss. They've lost a parent, or God forbid, more serious, they've lost a child. It's moments like those that our deepest compassion comes out. We sit there and we don't always know what to say, but just being there, we feel their pain. We empathize with their pain. We show that we're really good neighbors and we're very reliable friends. It's moments of adversity that allow us to experience more love, more compassion, more generosity. So I think this recession is going to go in one of 2 ways. We're either going to close in on ourselves and become more exclusivist, we're going to become more insular, and we're going to become more cynical, or we're going to be more open, we're going to be more empathetic, we're going to be more human.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Rabbi Shmuley Boteya about gratitude. The holidays are a time, particularly Thanksgiving, because that's what it's for, is to express thanks. But do you think that there are ways that we could learn to be more grateful throughout the year without these reminders? Or perhaps, I don't know, maybe that's just what the holidays are for, to kind of help us reset our gratitude clock. What do you think?
Here is one of the most important American holidays cordoned off just to give thanks, to invite family back and to reconnect with family and to really appreciate those blessings which we normally take for granted. Now, why is it so important to reset that gratitude clock? Well, look at the 50% divorce rate. What is the principal cause of marital breakdown in America? Is it couples fighting about who they voted for president? Of course not. The principal cause of marital breakdown is taking each other for granted. It's where a husband, when he was dating his wife, he was on his best behavior. He always turned up on time and took her to great restaurants. He shared with her his innermost feelings, fears, dreams. And now that he's married, he watches television. He takes her company for granted. He takes her womanhood for granted. And he just assumes that, look, she knows I love her and I don't have to say it and I don't have to tell her thank you for the dinner she makes me. That's her role. I go out and I support the family and she's at home raising the kids. I'm speaking in a traditional framework here. I do my role. She does her role. That's absurd. You don't think that people need to hear, honey, thank you so much for even something as simple as this great bowl of soup. If we take things for granted, relationships atrophy. Don't we as parents want to hear occasionally from our children that they appreciate how hard we work on their behalf? Isn't the problem with American teenagers that they seem very self-absorbed? They don't even hear their parents when they speak to them. They have iPod earbuds in their ears at all times. So resetting that gratitude clock is really what anchors our relationships. Without gratitude, there can be no human connectedness. People begin to really, they become isolated, they become little, you know, to paraphrase Simon and Garfunkel, they become rocks and islands.
How do you practice this yourself? As you mentioned, you have 9 children to raise, you have a radio show, you've got a television show, you're a frequent guest on other programs, you have your spiritual obligations. How do you maintain an attitude of gratitude? Do you ever get overwhelmed by it all? Think, oh my God, I gotta be at this place, I gotta be this place.
Well, I feel that way all the time. Look, I remember my parents' marriage. They had 5 kids. They had everything in common. Why did they end up divorcing? Why did I have to become a yo-yo at the age of 8, traveling between households, attaching myself to my father, and just as I did that, going back to my mother? And, you know, it's an unsettling feeling. Why? Because here were 2 people who loved each other, but they didn't always show gratitude. You know, my father worked very hard. He came home, and he didn't always have the energy to speak to his wife and tell her about his day. I don't blame him. He was an immigrant to this country. He was so tired, you know, to sit at the table and tell your wife this happened, that happened. Sometimes you just want some quiet. I see husbands doing this all the time. They veg in front of televisions. My father didn't do that, but a lot of husbands do, simply because they're worn out. But wait a second. You know, your wife is a person too. She needs to hear that you recognize and acknowledge her contribution. She also works outside the home. She comes home to 2 jobs. And let's look at you know, the reverse. I know a lot of husbands who come home, they work their guts out, and their families take them for granted. They don't see that they're the breadwinner. And no one says to them, "Hi, Daddy, I'm so happy to see you." You run up and you throw your arms around him. So when you ask me, Michelle, how is it that I remember to show gratitude? You know, I come from this broken background, and I don't want it repeated as an heirloom for my children, God forbid.
What are you grateful for today, Rabbi?
Grateful for my wife's love. She's very devoted to me. I'm very fortunate to have a wife that really appreciates me. I'm grateful for my children's love. My kids really show me a lot of gratitude. They know I work hard, and they know that I'm devoted to them. And they reciprocate, thank God. I'm grateful to God, because God has always been kind to me. I mean, you know, my children are healthy. My wife's healthy. My parents are alive, thank God. Those are incredible blessings. I'm grateful to Oprah Winfrey and Harpo and the people who gave me a platform on Oprah and Friends, which was, Oprah is the most respected brand in our field in the world. And to be a part of that, I'm very grateful. I'm not sure I earned it, so I'm very grateful. I'm grateful to America for letting me be raised in a democracy where I can express my opinion on the air and not be afraid that soldiers are going to knock on my door and take me away for expressing the wrong opinion, which probably only 60% of the Earth's inhabitants have. You know, I'm grateful to my Judaism. My Judaism gives me my values. I hope everyone takes their traditions and religion seriously. But, you know, I'm Jewish. I'm no better than anyone. I'm no worse than anyone. And I take my values from my faith. So I have so much to be grateful for.
Well, we are grateful to you for spending some time with us today. Rabbi Shmuley Boteya is an author, speaker, host of the program Shalom in the Home on the TLC network. He was kind enough to join us from his New York studio where he broadcast the Rabbi Shmuley Show on XM Radio. Rabbi, thank you so much for joining us and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, God bless you, Michelle, and I'm grateful to you for having me. Thank you.